You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
On this Father's Day weekend, I thought only appropriate that we have not a brown bag homily, but a cardinal bag homily. So at this time, I'd like to invite all the boys and girls who are present to come forward and help me as we reflect upon Father's Day and the scripture readings for this 11th Sunday of the year. Please come on forward, boys and girls, and stand up here on the altar platform with me in front of the altar and the ambo. We have plenty of room for everybody. Good. Good. Come on up. Thanks, everybody, for coming up. Great. Great. Nice to have so many of you with us on this Father's Day. So first, we have to start off with a little story, huh? So this is a story about a young boy about your age who moved into a new city. And so when he went to school the first day, a new school, a new teacher, and so the teacher wanted to get to know the new student in her school. So she asked the little boy, after asking him his name, then she asked him, "Oh, what does your father do for a living?" And he replied, "He's in the circus." She said, "In the circus? What does he do in the circus?" And he said, "He's a magician, you know, like he saws people in half." And the teacher said, "Oh my, that's quite interesting." He said, "Do you have any brothers or sisters?" He said, "Yes, I have 4 half brothers and 2 half sisters." Father's Day is a day that we set aside to thank our fathers for the many ways that they love us. We just read a story in the gospel about the woman who is a sinner who showed many signs of love for Jesus. And God reflects God's love for all of us through our fathers in a very special way. And so as we gather here every Sunday to thank God, our Heavenly Father, for God's abundant blessings, today we thank our God in a very special way for the blessing of our earthly fathers. I'd like you to think, boys and girls, about something special that your dad has done or does for you that you'll always remember. And before I invite you to share with me, I want to share a little story with you about my own dad, something that he did for me that I'll always remember. When I was about your age, at that time I only had 3 sisters, not 4, 3 sisters, and my dad always came home for lunch. And so he came home for lunch and he had a big box. And he said, "It's a surprise for you." And of course, we were anxious to see the surprise, but my mom and dad said, "No, you have to eat your lunch first and clean your plates." And so I cleaned my plate, maybe even ate some red stuff that day, I don't know. But after we cleaned our plates, we went to the other room where the big box was, and we opened the box, and there in the box, there was something for each one of my sisters and I. Can you guess what it was? Not a cake, that's a good guess, though. You want to guess? Candy corn. No, not candy corn. Not cats, that's close. What do you think? You got it right. There was a bunny rabbit for each one of us. Each one of us got a bunny rabbit. And boy, we were excited. This is not it. They were live rabbits. This is a stuffed rabbit, huh? And so, as you know, I still have a bunny rabbit. It's a white one, looks just like this, named Deodatus. And ever since I've been a priest, I've kept a bunny rabbit to remember my dad when he gave me that first bunny rabbit when I was a small boy. It's a way I have of remembering my dad. So you know, if you pass by where I live, in the house behind the old church, there in the garage, you'll see the white bunny rabbit in his little bunny cage. And he'll be happy to have visitors. If you stop by to visit Deodatus, remember he likes green grass. And you'll be his best friend if you give him some green grass when you stop by. Okay? Who would like to hold the bunny rabbit for me today? Can you hold the bunny for me? Don't let him hop away, okay? Good. Yeah, just grab me by the ears. That's fine. So, boys and girls, who would like to hold the bag for me? You have a cardinal red shirt on. You can hold the cardinal bag, okay? Now, boys and girls, who would like to share with me something that your dad does or has done for you that you'll always remember? Who wants to go first? Wow. We had the same thing happen last night, but once the first one went, we couldn't stop it. So, who wants to go first? We'll start back here with the big guy. Something that your dad does for you that you like a lot.
He feeds me.
He feeds you. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza. Does he know how to cook pizza?
No.
Where does he get the pizza he feeds you?
The store.
The store. So you thank your dad for making that money that buys that pizza at the store. What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
That's one of my favorites too. Well, good. Well, you're blessed to have a dad who feeds you. Yes, we have a hand up here. Tell me something special your dad does for you.
He got me guinea pigs.
He got you guinea pigs instead of a rabbit, huh? How many?
Three.
Three. What do guinea pigs eat?
Lettuce and...
Guinea pig food?
Yeah.
Wow, they eat some of the same stuff that bunny rabbits eat. Well, enjoy those guinea pigs, huh? And maybe when you're as old as I am, you'll continue to have guinea pigs to remember your dad by, huh? That'd be a great tribute to your dad. Yes?
He makes money which can get us, which lets us afford our home, food, toys and special things for me, and all sorts of things.
And did he buy you that red shirt?
Yeah, and either him or my mom, not sure which one.
Well, that's a great shirt. And we're always happy to have cardinal red shirts here. So tell us, where is this home that you have that your dad makes the money to help you buy?
It's near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wonderful. You came a long day to be here for Father's Day, didn't you, huh?
Yeah.
Welcome back to your home parish. Great to have you here today. Yes, tell me something special your dad does for you.
He made the church.
He helped to build the church, huh? Wonderful. That's great. Many dads helped to build this church, and we're very grateful for that. Many moms as well. Yes.
Takes me golfing.
He takes you golfing. Wow. Who's the better golfer, you or your dad?
My dad.
For now, huh? Someday I bet you'll be the better golfer, huh? Wonderful. So where's your favorite golf course? Any place your dad takes you, huh? Well, that's a great way to spend time with your dad. Can you share something with me?
My dad was valedictorian.
He was valedictorian. Where did he go to school?
In Massachusetts.
Does he expect you to be a valedictorian too?
I guess so.
So do you think you're going to make it? You're going to try to imitate your dad. He set a good example for you, didn't he? How to study hard and work hard. That's wonderful. Yes, share with us something special your dad has done or does for you.
He makes me bacon.
He makes you what?
Bacon.
Bacon. Wonderful. Does he cook bacon well?
Yeah.
And how do you like your bacon? Crispy or not so crispy?
Not so crispy.
And he knows how to do that, huh? Wonderful. Well, that's a special memory. So your dad must be a good cook then, huh?
Yeah.
Great. Who else would like to share something about your dad today? I'm sorry, I didn't see you over here. Yes.
He makes really good pancakes.
Does your dad make really good pancakes? Do you like pancakes? Do you put syrup on them?
On the side.
On the side. Very good. Well, you have a regular restaurant at home, huh? Dad, I'll have some pancakes with the syrup on the side. Yes, a couple more. Okay. You want to share with us something?
I like flowers.
You like flowers. Does your dad grow flowers?
No.
Fireworks. Your dad does fireworks, not flower. Fireworks. Well, you be careful around those fireworks, huh? Let your dad handle that. We'll have one more. Who else? What's something special your dad does for you?
Gets me thing I like.
He gets you things you like. What do you like? What are some things you like?
Skylanders.
What?
Skylanders.
What's a Skylander? Do you know what Skylanders are? Wow.
It's a Wii game.
It's a game, a Wii game, huh? Are you pretty good? Can you beat your dad at that?
my dad doesn't even know how to play it.
Your dad doesn't even know how to play it. Neither do I. Well, that's the way to beat him. Don't teach him, okay? And you'll always beat him. Well, great, boys and girls. It's a great day to have you here and to tell us special memories that you have your dad, special things your dad does for you. And to all our dads, we wish you a happy Father's Day and thank you for being a good father to your children. And hopefully this reminds you that the little things that you do make a big, big difference. You never know how something little that you do out of love for your son or daughter will have an impact on them for the rest of their lives. And so my dad has been gone for 49 years, and I still remember him every time I come out to feed and water the rabbit, or hold the rabbit, pet the bunny. Today, as we thank God for the gift that our fathers are, we're reminded by the scripture readings that God uses people who are not perfect for good purposes. We know that we as sons and daughters are not perfect. We know that our parents are not perfect. But yet, we all try to do our best, and God, through God's grace, can take care of the rest. And if we do things with love, no matter we may sometimes fail, fall short of the mark, God can still use us to do good things. So do not lose heart. Certainly being a father and mother in today's world is a tremendous challenge, and I have great admiration for all of you who are parents. And certainly your children, I know you're very proud of them, and they're very proud of you. And we as a parish are grateful that they are here with us each Sunday to celebrate the Eucharist, to give thanks to our Heavenly Father. Don't worry, I have a backup. And so we pray that God will bless all of our dads today, that they'll continue to be signs of our Heavenly Father's love to all of us. And so we're going to have a special prayer blessing for all of our fathers now who are present. So I'd like to invite all the dads to please stand. And I'd like to ask you to get the green book off the table for me, please, okay? That has the blessing prayer in it for our fathers. Good. And boys and girls, if you'll join me, extend your right hand towards your dad, and we ask all those in the pews to do the same as we ask God to bless all of our fathers today. Loving God, our divine parent, we pray for our fathers among us today. We thank you for their wisdom and care for us. We bless you for their strength and patience. Bless them with peace and joy as we honor them. May they, like St. Joseph, Abraham, and the other fathers of the Scriptures, be just and true. Grant them health and happiness. And after a life of generous service to you and to their families, call them to the peace of your kingdom of heaven. We ask this blessing upon them today through Christ our Lord. Amen. So let's show our appreciation to all of our dads today. Thank you, boys and girls, for helping with the homily. You can return to your places, and we'll put the bunny rabbit back in the bag. He didn't bite you, did he? Okay, good. Thank you for your help, everyone.